that first one.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely feels good to score a goal, but it means more that your team comes back and wins a game. It's a good building block for our team to learn the structure and play the right way to beat good teams in this league.
Chris, that's not exactly the team to go down two goal deficits twice. I mean, you were able to overcome that tonight. What does that say for the effort?
We did a lot of good things. We were fast on pucks. We put a lot of pucks to the net. If we would have stayed out of the penalty box, it might have been a different game in regulation. But we still have to, you know, work on those parts of our game and make sure our penalty kills better. Make sure, we can find a way to win a game on our special teams and not give up so many.
Is it possible to call this a character win, even though it's only game three?
I wouldn't call it a character win. It's more just trying to play the right way, the standard that we set for each other to go out there and work and battle. And when we play fast and efficient like that, we're around pucks, and then we play with the possession, then our skill guys can make those moves and plays that kind of tip the scales in your favor. So that's just something that we have to kind of duplicate every single night. Doesn't matter who you're playing against, but that's our effort and that's our work that we need to do.
Considering how the first two games went and just the way they transpired, much better feeling after coming out of this game?
Way better, yeah. We were probably a little more like the Washington the last two games, where they're a little more on their heels. Obviously the power play helped them out tonight, but we weren't first on pucks. Florida had really dominated us, and they showed us that in the clips that we needed to work harder, and we did a better job tonight working together as a team.
How much did your early third period power play, where you had so many chances to score but didn't get one in, but how much did that kind of change momentum of the game?
100%. We had a great kill. As soon as you can kill one of those off, you get a little momentum, then you have the power play, you're throwing tons of shots, those guys are exhausted, their goalie made some good saves, but you feel the energy in the building just rise a little, and when that happens, you get that energy on the bench, and that's how you sway games in your favor.
Nice to see you outshoot them tonight. Hasn't happened so far this year.
Yeah, when you're first on pucks, when you can get to pucks first in your end and break out and clean and play with that speed, we have guys in this team that can skate up the ice and shoot pucks and make plays on the rush. So that's something that we had to game plan for, is to get second quick on a guy in the offense and defense zone. When you can do that, you're going to put the other team on their heels. That's something that happened to us the first two games, and we have to play like that the majority of the games to win in this league.
You get a couple days off now to practice a little bit. That's got to be helpful too.
Yeah, all the days of being in the year is trying to become familiar with systems and understanding situations that we're trying to play. So the more practice time you can get, those are the things the coaches are going to focus on. We'll have a couple days of practice here to figure out certain things, maybe fix some things on the penalty kill, but also just try and stay out of the box, make sure we're working the right way, and bring some energy for that next game.
No, a lot of tuck going in as well.